The fireworks industry is big on tradition, but new technology is changing it. WSHU's Davis Donovan talked about those changes with a family on Long Island who has been crafting fireworks for five generations.
Angelo Lanzetta left Italy for Long Island in 1850. He built his fireworks in a one-room shack. He'd spend weeks to craft a single fireworks shell, right down to hand-weaving the wick. And his descendants followed him in the trade. Phil Grucci is Lanzetta's great-great-grandson. His whole life's been about fireworks.
The earliest memory that I have, I was 5 years old, going to Coney Island with my grandfather and having the thrill of working with the guys to set a fireworks show up.
Grucci remembers how the fireworks lit up the night over Coney Island, and he remembers the crowd's reaction after the show.
When I experienced being out there on that pier on the boardwalk with Grandpa and the show was over and people coming around and congratulating him and the cheers and the hugs afterwards, it was very easy to get addicted to that.
Grucci's still addicted almost 50 years later. Now he runs the family business, and it's become one of the biggest fireworks companies in the world. Their shows can cost upwards of $10 million, and you can't spend weeks on a single firework anymore.
The audiences have become much more demanding. They want to watch a fireworks program for a half of an hour where you're oohing and aahing every 30 seconds.
Fans of the Long Island Ducks watch fireworks explode in the sky over Bethpage Ballpark in central Islip. Tom Voisey's here on his 78th birthday. He says when he was young, fireworks were just noise.
No firecrackers and cherry bombs. Now it's all colorful. It's not bang, bang, bang.
In 2008, the Grucci's got software that lets them arrange complex patterns that wouldn't have been possible a few decades ago, with names like strobes and willows. Now, Phil Grucci can see what a show would look like before it happens and weave different effects with music.
So, in this case, we've selected white strobe shells with gold willows above and different calibers, which dictate different heights.
This is the Grucci's planned show for Boston's 2016 Independence Day celebration. A lot of this new technology is in the hands of the sixth generation, Grucci's two children and his nephew, Corey. Corey's a pyrotechnician, but funny thing, he's never actually hand-lit a firework.
I've never actually run out with a flare, or back in the day they used to use a cigar, back over in Italy.
Corey uses a handheld electronic device that automatically sets off each firework at exactly the right time.
Here's how the whole show is going to be ran.
Lights blink on across a display screen on the device.
And that's letting us know that the system is armed.
That beeping means the fireworks are ready to go.
And that's how this works when you go to showtime.
It's a long way away from those fireworks Phil saw rise over Coney Island when he was five. Back then, he'd get his hands dirty loading gunpowder into shells.
But it was a different world. My son and my daughter and my nephews, they didn't get to touch anything or really get inside the factory or get into the magic of what we do until they were 18 years old.
Phil knows his kids will take over the family business someday, and he says it's hard to balance tradition with innovation. Now the Grucci's are even starting to put microchips inside fireworks to steer them to specific points in the sky. But Phil says some things don't change. Fireworks are still made mostly by hand.
It's still very much an art form. We're combining color, we're combining sound, we're combining all the senses of smell and touch to one of our performances.
Just like his great-great-grandfather did back in Italy all those years ago. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.